This is a Triple J podcast.
1, 2, 3, hit me.
Like a Virgin.
I'm too sexy for my shirt.
Like a Virgin's biblical. It's a real staple worldwide.
I've always wanted to do one, so I'm just like, let's go.
I think flipping the script is fun.
Change it up a little bit.
We just wanted to do the sexiest shit we've ever seen.
This is Like a Virgin.
It's iconic. This is a big deal for me.
On Triple J.
Yes, Friday, Like a Virgin. This is, of course, where we cap the week off with an original and a cover from an artist you love. And may we say, for the very first time, Teenage Jones are here. Welcome.
Woo-hoo. Hello.
Hello.
So nice to have you in.
Totally.
God,
thanks for having us.
This is your debut, right? And I just need to say straight off the bat, are you going into this thinking it's like piss easy, nothing to you, seeing as you did just open for the Foo Fighters?
Look, we're still a bit scared.
Yeah, listen.
I think I'm more scared about this than I was about Foo Fighters.
Yeah, I agree, actually. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Why is that?
There's something about getting mic'd up.
Yeah.
That's just
brings all the nerves out. That's what it is.
Yeah, true. I mean, tell us about that day because, you know, from our point of view, it doesn't get much bigger. Like, did you prep differently? Or it was just sort of a normal show for you lot. How'd you work it out?
I think it was kind of a normal show, yeah, just with like more security, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah, right.
The security was pretty hectic, but
yeah. And Dave Grohl watched our set too, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I want to know about. Like, I heard they loved you and they said this line that everyone's talking about, you were so 90s.
Yeah.
How did
No. They said, you guys are so 90s.
You guys are so 90s.
Yes. That's exactly how
and he
they
was like,
said it.
Do you guys use amps? And we're like, yeah, dude.
They were happy because we're not digital yet. We still use amps and we're still, like, as they said, we're so 90s. Yeah. But no, it was cool. We met Dave and Pat and Ryan Rami backstage, and Pat asked for a CD, but we didn't have one.
But you're meant to be so 90s.
I know.
The CDs. Really?
Well, do you guys have any CDs?
We do have CDs, but we didn't have one with us because we didn't assume that the Foo Fighters were going to ask for one. So,
yeah, wow.
I don't know. Era, I guess.
Such a compliment, though. I mean, we're going to talk a bit later, of course, about another compliment from friggin' Tony Hawk, which, you know, absolutely wild. We got to meet Tony very recently as well. It's scary, but we do need to ask one thing. I just heard this on the grapevine because, you know, we're like journalists and we go crazy for the scoop. But will one of you put your hand up if you work in a record store?
Oh, that's me.
Everyone can see your hand going up right now.
So, Talia, this is crazy. I heard that someone bought one of your CDs, maybe even speaking of, at the store. Was it a record
it
or
was
a CD?
Record.
It was a record.
Yeah,
there you go.
Record.
So that's a collector's item.
There you
right?
go.
Tell me about that, because I know it wasn't so clear cut potentially. That,
yeah.
Is that awkward, first of all, what, like you're sort of behind the counter checking that
it
through?
It is awkward. Yeah. So I work at Clarity Records in Adelaide, which is a great local record store.
Mm.
Shout out to them.
Plug.
I love them. Anyway, a young girl came in and she was like, hey, I want to buy this. And I was like, okay. That's cool. It was really awkward. She like, I didn't think she'd made the connection. I was like, not to toot my own horn, but like, that's my record. I didn't say that.
Yeah.
And then I was like, good choice. Ha ha ha. And she was like, okay, please give me my product.
then, enough of the small talk.
Yeah, like, needy freak who's hanging around. I just want to buy a record.
And then a few hours later, she came back the same day and she returned it.
Mm. Oh,
I was like,
are you serious, Charlie? No.
Yeah, it kind of broke my heart. I was like,
dude, that's funny.
And you like dodged the L by not identifying yourself.
Yeah.
You know what? Fair enough.
Yeah, fair enough.
It's not for everyone.
Well, apparently it was a birthday gift and her friend already had it.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Oh God,
yeah.
That's the
well, that's
w.
way better than
that's
I thought.
That's an L and a W.
Yeah. But I was like, it was so kind of embarrassing. I was like, oh, I just got humbled.
Right.
Real quick.
God damn. You should have just said, keep it. Please
keep it. I'll pay for it.
We've had that for sure in ride chairs and cabs and stuff. Like someone will have like Triple J on. Like, oh, I friggin' hate this. Like, you know, like, or they ask, you know, it's a whole thing. So solidarity for both of you. But we got to get to your original before we get the cover after 8 o'clock. Teenage Jones, what would you like to play for us? Up first.
Oh, well, we're going to play our original song Kaleidoscopes, which is the closing track on our album. And yeah.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
You know how to let us know what you think. 0439757555. Teenage Jones are here. And this on Triple J is Kaleidoscopes.
Mm-hmm.
Can you feel me breathing? Does it feel like you've hurt? Am I here or just a ghost? Staring at the ceiling, looking through kaleidoscopes, seeing you just like I know. Turn me inside out, so you can see just what I'm talking about. The night. You left me. Will I be alone when winter hits? Turn me inside out, so you can see just what I'm talking about. Turn me into doubt. You're talking, standing, shaking.
Ever like a version that was Kaleidoscopes. And I mean, is this true? This was your first time playing with the strings live.
How did that feel? Oh, it was so cool.
It felt
cool.
So magical. So pretty.
Yeah, I feel like I'm at a high tea or something.
Well, I'm excited to see if the strings will stick around. And I imagine maybe you've been definitely at least playing with the idea of getting a bit more like cinematic with the music, because I know the short film. Tell us about The Rot That Grows Inside My Chest. This was a left turn. I will say personally, I was like, oh shit, like this is really, really exciting.
Hell yeah.
Thank you.
We came off the back of a cinema tour about like a couple weeks ago. We screened our movie in the cinemas, which was really cool. It was like such a surreal experience to just like have a bunch of people sitting eating popcorn watching us. Oh, we also did an acoustic set. Mm-hmm. So we were doing, playing acoustically and everyone's just like eating popcorn. It's pretty wild.
And can you talk about like the inception of that idea? Because I know you wanted to do something more long form versus music videos. So how did that come about?
I think we've always kind of wanted to do like a little short film, like taking inspiration from like Melody Martinez and like Halsey and stuff. And I think we didn't want like music videos or anything to be just like put on YouTube and then forgotten about, you know? So we were like, let's like make it special and like connect with our like fans and audiences as well. So
yeah,
and
we're trying to think of a way that like, because obviously MTV and Rage aren't so popular nowadays. So we're trying to figure out a way to like really make our videos like for people to watch. Like people really like want to watch a short film versus maybe like a 3-minute random clip of us just like singing our song. I don't know. Maybe they would. Maybe they would want to watch a 3-minute random clip. I don't know.
But I think it's, yeah, it's good instinct though, for sure. Like it's a bit more in depth. It gives something more to you, and you know, people can like rinse and repeat it hopefully a bit more than just like, yeah, sweet, that was cool. I was running around and playing, yep, there's a guitar bit here and great, all right, moving on. Like that, that's kind of cool, you know? So we'll see how that goes. But Bryce and Conchetta joining you this morning on Triple J. It is breakfast and we are getting a cover in a matter of moments from Teenage Jones. Just after these news headlines, we like to get a clue so we can start thinking about what it might be, start guessing. Teenage Jones, may we have a clue as to what your cover will be?
All right, your clue is 62923.
God, anyone speak binary? For God's sake.
Mathematicians, wake up and help us. Yeah. Guess what this cover's going to be.
Everyone who failed maths in school, just like, I'm out.
Yeah, dude, I failed maths. So.
Same, dude.
After year 10, I didn't touch that shit. Yeah. Well, let us know. And obviously, anyone that's considering dropping out, consult with an academic before you do it. Don't take our advice. But 62923. What could the song be? Let us know. We'll find out after this on Triple J.
1, 2, 3, hit me.
Like a virgin.
I'm too sexy for my shirt.
Like a virgin's biblical. It's a real staple worldwide.
I've always wanted to do one, so I'm just like, let's go. Why don't you come
over, Valerie? I think flipping the script is fun.
Change it up a little bit.
We just wanted to do the sexiest shit we've ever seen.
This is like a version.
It's iconic. This is a big deal for me.
On Triple J.
It's Bryce and Conchetta with you on Triple J. It is like a version time and we have Teenage Jones in for their big old debut, which means I am so anticipating finding out what you're covering. So for anyone tuning in, could you remind us what the clue was?
The clue was, do you want to say it?
Yeah, so it is 62923.
We're going cryptic. Let us know if you know. 0439757555. We got to ask you, though, beforehand, Teenage Jones. We spoke to Tony Hawk right before this Brisbane show where there was going to be live skate demos. There was going to be bands playing live. You were on the lineup. So now we can actually ask you, what the hell happened? Tell us about that night.
Oh, dude.
It was hectic. It was so crazy. Yeah.
There was like, yeah, heaps of pro skaters and just this massive half pipe where the pit should be. And then all the seating was like on the balcony around the edges. But yeah, it was sick. We can say we've seen Tony Hawk skate with our real eyes.
It's crazy.
I don't know about you, but like I was a bit starstruck around Tony Hawk. What about you?
We were too a little bit. It was kind of like weird seeing. I'm like, oh, wow, he's in like 4D. That's crazy.
It was also so funny because the day beforehand, I saw him in our hotel because he must have been staying at the same hotel as us. And I was like, I'm not going to say hi. Like, I'm going to let him do his thing. That's fine. But he had like sort of like grayish hair. And then the next day he came out for breakfast. And he had like red hair.
Yeah.
And we were like, in what time span did he dye his hair?
What?
Are you joking?
But we ended up, we found out, was it Lizzie, one of the other pro skaters? It was her birthday that day. And for her birthday, they did like a hair dyeing day in the bathroom. But we were just like so shocked. We were like, what time did he have to go and get his hair done? And I think it was like the public holiday as well. So we were just like, where did he go?
He's a mysterious man, you know?
Yeah.
He's just mysterious.
Anyway, he rocks up at breakfast in red hair downstairs at our hotel. And we're like, so true, King.
Yeah, it's incredible. And hard for him to lay low because he's a tall bastard too.
I was like, maybe that's his disguise.
Well, I mean, now is the time, Teenage Jones. We are ready to find out what you're covering for Like a Version this morning. So it's time for you to reveal that pesky little clue. What are you covering this morning? It was 62923. What the hell does that mean?
Well, in number form on the phone, it does mean maybe.
Oh, okay.
And
yeah.
We're covering Call Me Maybe.
Don't
Call
You Dare.
By Carly Rae Jepsen.
Don't
wow.
You dare.
This is a great clue and such an OG song as well. I mean, for those that don't handle change very well or are very like one track minded, they might go, what the hell? This is a pop song and you're not a pop. What's going on? I'm boycotting for the rest of my life. What's the attraction to the song? Where did you first sort of fall in love / are you like big fans of it, or were you just like, hey, it's a challenge?
I think we really wanted to do a song that was completely out of our, well, not completely, but just a bit out of our genre that we play, just so that we could really like a version it. Because I think our favorite like a versions are the ones where they completely flip a song like 180.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just iconic.
Yeah. And also like that song was kind of our childhood as well. Yeah. So like
this is for like all the bands that are like a bit older than us are covering like 90s bands. We've got someone's got to do the heavy lifting of covering the 2010s bands, you know, for the Gen Zs. We've got to do it.
Let's start putting those into the zeitgeist, you know, get them out there. Well, this is so exciting. Let us know what you think. 0439757555. Teenage Jones are here and this could be monumental. Carly Rae Jepsen, Call Me Maybe as covered by Teenage Jones. Whenever you're ready, take it away.
I threw a wish in a well. Don't ask me, I'll never tell. I looked to you as I fell, and now you're in my way. I trade my soul for a wish, pennies and dimes for a kiss. I wasn't looking for this, and now you're in my way. Your stare was holding, ripped jeans, skin was showing.
And Call Me Maybe. And can I just be honest, the whole time hearing you, you know, you put your like punk on it and the strings on that, I just kept thinking about the fake character you made up being like, Jesus Christ, what the hell are they doing? It's like, that's the point of like a version. That's slayed. That felt like a perfect match. And to me, it sounded like a song that would play in like a teenage movie. So you've nailed the 2010s vibe.
Hell yeah.
Thank you so much.
The coming of age core.
Yeah. Coming of age core. It's funny because I can't think of a movie if this song has actually soundtracked one of those or not. It feels like quite
true. It's such a popular song, too.
Yeah,
you got to pop it in your next short film.
Oh,
that would be
so
cool.
True.
We might have to do that.
Are you also believers of this idea that Carly Rae Jepsen is actually a little underrated because there's a bit of a catalogue of songs apart from that? I think a lot of people go, oh, sweet, that one song. But there's actually some others out there. Have you done the digging or is that a later task?
I've done the digging.
Oh, I haven't done the digging.
Here's a fun fact about me. I love pop music. Like, yes! That's it's so good.
Yeah,
it's when you find a good pop artist, it's so good. And yeah, she's got some bangers. I think off of her new album, there's this song called Collage with a K.
Mm.
Oh, dude. Goes hard. Slaps. But sick. Yeah, her discography is like very underrated.
Yeah, go suss that. But of course, you'll be able to find this cover right here from Teenage Jones online in just a little bit. We're so excited to have finally had you in the studio. Thank you so much, for real, for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us. Thank you.
If you're in the US, goddamn, I mean, you're about to jet set off. No offense, supporting, I feel like the US comes with a bit of craziness. Is that what you're expecting, or a low-key time?
I mean, we're living with each other in an RV for 30 days.
So okay.
I can't imagine it's going to be chill.
It's going to be stinky, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
stinky America. No, it'll be cool. We're excited.
Oh, that's wild. So who's driving?
Our tour manager, Jordan, she's driving. She's really cool.
Yeah.
And also we've got a driver in the US, so they're going to take turns.
I was going to say, that right-hand side of the road's a bit intimidating at first.
Oh.
Like, it's a bit...
We're going to just sleep.
Yeah, well, let us know how you go. Of course, we'll be here when you get back with open arms. Teenage Jones, again, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Surprise and Conchetta, hang with us. We'll let you know who's doing Like a Version next week after this on Triple J.
The Triple J app. If you don't have it, well, that's your problem, isn't it?
Yeah.
Watch this week's Like a Version, catch up on all the latest Triple J content, and listen back to your favourite shows. Or tune in to Triple J, Double J, or Unearthed Live to discover even more music. The Triple J app. Download it now.